This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of our program, Retire South Shore Radio. And I am Jordan Rich, as mentioned, with Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham. And we're still broadcasting from various locations. I'm actually back in my home studio, not at home, but my business home studio. Mark is celebrating being with his family for the 4th of July. And
yep.
We have special guests in the studio with you, Mark. And why don't I have you introduce them for us?
Yeah, we're down on Martha's Vineyard for the 4th of July weekend. And my mother and father-in-law are visiting, so I figured the best way to get them to pay some rent was to come on the radio show, as they're kind of a prime example of people that we work with, and I've worked obviously with them, helping them set up their retirement. But I thought it'd be kind of to get somebody else's perspective besides yours and mine and Reese, who's been on, as to how they've been dealing with going through COVID-19. They started the winter in South Carolina. That was cut short. I mean, they can talk for themselves, cut short because of COVID-19, and they came back and they've been pretty much isolated up until a couple of weeks ago in Pine Hills. They live in Pine Hills.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Rich and Sue Grassi, my mother and father-in-law.
Well, very nice to meet you both, and you've got a great son-in-law. I know you know that, and a beautiful family. Let me start with Sue. I'll ask you to talk a little bit about just lifestyle. Let's not talk money yet, but just how your life has been affected. We all have a story about COVID-19 and how it's affecting us. Want to share a little bit of it with us?
Sure. I think probably the starting point was that we go down in the winter to see our son in Charleston, and we made that trip down. We made a commitment for a 3-month stay, and 2 months in, the virus started becoming more serious, and we went through the stress of should we follow through with our full commitment of the rent and stay with our son, or should we come home early? So we opted to come home early because we decided we wanted to hunker down at home. So it was a little bit stressful getting back to Massachusetts, back to Pine Hills, but we felt safer there. So that was our decision. And also we wanted to be back with the rest of the family, whatever that meant.
Sure. And Rich, you can tell us a little bit about the two of you maybe in terms of your work career and so forth. I assume you're retired. When did you retire and from what?
You know, I've been having such a good time, I don't remember the year I retired. But I basically was in the Army, served with the Army for 5 years during Vietnam. And then after that, I worked in aerospace and then started my own firm in the 1980s and sold it in 2005. And as a result of selling the firm, we obviously did some financial planning and invested the money with Mark. And from I basically left the firm. I had a buyout. I left the firm in 2010, 2011, and we moved to Pine Hills in Plymouth in 2006. And basically, life has been nothing but blissful ever since.
I'm very happy to hear that, and thank you for your service, both of you, for contributing so much over the years. It is an interesting time for all of us, but particularly for those who are in the golden years, as we call them, and I'm very close to that as well. The threat of the coronavirus on people our age is higher, and you also have the issue, as you said, Sue, of wanting to be close to children, wanting to be close to grandchildren, and in a sense, feeling isolated. Looks like you're overcoming that by being with Mark and his family, but it really is a lot of pressure on people our age, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually been very stressful trying to determine limits and safety, and at the same time wanting to be close to have grandchildren hug us. So it's been very, very stressful. And we have eased up a bit in accordance with regulations. We feel we're being safe enough, I guess, for our comfort level, but it remains a lot of tension around the whole subject.
And as far as concerns that all of us have about money in any time, that's something we have to discuss. We discuss it regularly on the show, and Mark can jump in here when he's ready. But have you had an opportunity, Mark, to talk with your in-laws about their situation? You've got a lot of clients you're helping. I'm sure you've been talking with them as well.
Well, yeah, I get the Sunday afternoon texts from my mother-in-law. So you don't have a Monday through Friday job when you're working with family. But we set up when Rich and Sue sold their business, and then when Sue retired from her job, we set up income distribution plans. And, you know, they didn't retire at the same time, so they didn't need the money straight away. So we deferred some of the money out and kind of set up. We used annuities for a lot of their planning, set up income strategies for the rest of their life. So, yeah, obviously the pandemic has created so much stress and unrest for people and these two as well. But from an income standpoint, nothing really changed. They still continue to get their Social Security. They continue to get their income from the annuity accounts that are kicking out, monthly distributions that will never change, which is really reassuring for the whole family. Lauren, myself, Sarah and Paul, who are their other kids, you know, you don't want to see your parents or your in-laws, you know, on fixed income, and then that fixed income goes down because of something that you have no control over.
You know, that's a great point. We often make that, but I'd love to hear from Rich and Sue about that. Your concern, obviously, should be for yourselves, but I know, just looking at you and knowing anything about Mark and thinking of my own family, you're thinking about your kids and your grandkids and their safety. And the last thing you probably want to do, as Mark points out, is have them worried about you at this time in terms of where your money's going to be. Rich?
Yeah, that's for sure. But in terms of our immediate children, because we have been so lucky, not only to have Mark, but so lucky to have the rest of the family, when I retired, basically there was, you know, it was like hitting a speed bump, but then it kind of settled down. And our children have been really, really supportive of us. In other words, they won't let us go out to a restaurant early on. They didn't let us go to stores. They kept supplying us with food. And that was such a great thing for them to do. And, you know, we paid them back. And life has been good. I can't say anything more about it.
So it's an interesting situation that's flipped when the kids, adult kids particularly, scold mom and dad. You guys stay in, stay away. Don't take any trips. I'll take care of you. The tables are turned. Isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting, but the overall feeling is you really do feel loved when you're protected like that. And it is frustrating to have your freedom thwarted when you still feel like you're 20. You know, it's definitely a learning curve.
It's a little bit bizarre, you know, going into Independence Weekend.
Yes.
And you really, a lot of people have unfortunately kind of lost their independence to a certain degree. I mean, things are coming back, and I think it's really, encouraging how well Massachusetts has been doing.
That's one thing I wanted to say about how well Massachusetts was doing. When we were down in South Carolina, we became very concerned because they were slow in implementing the guidelines, CDC guidelines. And we kept listening to our children up here and telling us what Governor Baker was putting out for policy on COVID and how everything closed down and how you had to wear a mask and you had to practice social distancing, quarantining. And we just looked at the situation and decided, wow, we got to get back to Massachusetts. They seem to have it underhand here. And they did. When we finally got here, we realized, boy, we did the right thing by coming home. And not only that, but because we're in the Pine Hills community, we're sort of along with a bunch of other people from the age of, say, 50 to 80 or 85, and they've been very supportive. It's not a closed community in terms of gated, but it's relatively a closed community in terms of how we interact. We have our own market. We have our own post office. We have our own fire department. So it's really wonderful.
There's a code of conduct that is evolving every single day. But the main goal right now, and Mark and I talk about this, is to protect those most at risk. And that could be people with previous conditions or people in our age range. So what you're talking about at the Pine Hills is probably indicative of many communities like that, which is great. Mark, let me just suggest that if people are tuning in, they're hearing more than you and me for a change, which probably is a relief to them. But your in-laws are here, and they're great people, Rich and Sue, and they're spending some time with you and the family. Before we take our break for the first half, let's remind people you have another webinar coming up, South Shore Retirement Services, on Thursday, July 9th, the week after the holiday at 11 a.m. What will that focus on, Mark?
So we're talking mostly about, you know, taxes in retirement, how you should be looking at your spend down pyramid. And I don't mean taxes just from the standpoint of income taxes and capital gains taxes. I mean anything that's going to reduce what you take home as a result of how you distribute your money. So talk a lot about that and kind of how it ties into the overall retirement income strategies that people should be having. The webinar is probably 40 minutes long. You know me, I'm a little long-winded. So if anyone would like to join us, they can go online to our website and register for it, go on the Facebook page and register for it. They can call the office and register and be happy to have them join us. I think it's next Thursday at 11 a.m.
That's right, July 9th. And the website, retiresouthshore.com, will have all the details and an opportunity for you to sign up very easy. So we're taking a short break in a moment, and when we come back, I'd like to continue our time with your in-laws, with Rich and Sue, and talk further about the impact of all this and also on their lives in general. And also, Mark, we'll have you do what we do regularly, and that's run down the options and the team and all the people in place to handle that kind of thing. And by the way, if I may say, your kitchen, is that where you're coming to us from?
Sitting in the dining room, yeah.
Dining room. Beautiful backdrop. I've got to get myself one of those.
welcome to come over anytime.
Very, very attractive. Okay, we'll take a short time out. This is Retire South Shore Radio. We'll be right back.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit retiresouthshore.com.
When it comes to your retirement, you want to make sure you're with a firm that has your best interests at heart every step of the way. A firm such as South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, where the prime objective is ensuring you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. For over 20 years, founder and president Mark Rolette has built a solid reputation based on that principle.
We feel so strongly that the most important thing to clients that we've worked with has always been, I just don't want to run out of money.
South Shore Retirement Services, with a team of professionals helping you transition into retirement.
I realized very early on that I can't be everything to everybody, so I surrounded myself with professionals in each of their fields, helping people with each piece of their retirement plan.
And a most important piece of anyone's retirement strategy, working with a team you can trust.
Trust is paramount. We feel that trust is the most important element that we have.
To set up a complimentary meeting or reserve space at an upcoming seminar, call 781-277-4308 or visit retiresouthshore.com. That's retiresouthshore.com.
Get the custom and holistic plan you need to live your successful retirement. Now, back to Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of Retire South Shore Radio for this Sunday. This is a holiday weekend, a little different than most 4ths of July, but we're celebrating it nonetheless. And here I am, Jordan Rich, with Mark Rolette, founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services. And it's more of a family hour because we are joined by your in-laws. Would you like to reintroduce them for the second half?
And then we're over on Martha's Vineyard for the 4th of July weekend. And I thought, seeing as they were here, that and they're also clients of mine, and they're also retirees, and they're the perfect, you know, demographic of the people who I think listen to the show, that I asked them last night, I said, why don't you come on and talk about your experience with what, you know, coronavirus and your experience with going through the income strategies that we put together many years ago. So this is Rich and Sue Grassi, my mother and father-in-law, were kind enough to join us today on their radio debuts. I think probably both of them have been on the radio for other reasons before, but never on my show before.
Well, I'd like to ask Sue, and I didn't by any means intend to slight you by not asking you in the first half. I would plan on asking you at some point about your own career, because your husband, Rich, shared with us his military service and his career post. What were you doing before retirement, Sue?
My goodness. I started my career part-time in actually retail when the kids were young, and over the course of the years worked up to full time and worked in various businesses, primarily in call center management. Mm-hmm. So retail, travel, probably of most significance was my most recent position that I retired from, which was at the American Red Cross, which was a very, very interesting experience and also sort of set the stage for a higher level of sensitivity, I think, with what's going on today. Mm. When I retired from the Red Cross, I've always enjoyed making my own money. It's always been important to me to have that sort of sense of control. And I was nervous about retiring, and I wanted something else to do for myself. So I actually ended up going to school to become a health coach. So for about 5 years, I did health coaching, advising people on eating properly and balancing their lives. So I've been having fun in retirement. And in line with my comment about always enjoying making my own money and feeling in control, one of the things that I've been grateful for in retirement is being set up financially so as not to worry.
You're bringing up a point that's so important to the work that Mark does and the materials that we talk about, that the issues we talk about on this program. And Mark, I'll have you jump in here. This is not a concern that alone Sue is voicing. This is probably the number one worry, along with health, when people start getting ready to retire.
Yeah, I think, you know, even the number one concern that everyone has pre-retirement and in retirement, it seems to be money, unfortunately. It shouldn't be the most important thing, but it affords us the ability to do anything and everything that we want to do during, you know, our retired lives, and Rich and Sue were no different. So every client that I have, I've never had a conversation with someone where they're like, yeah, no, I'm not worried about if I run out of money, I'm not worried. Sometimes people are saying, I'm not worried that I'm going to run out of money, but everyone is in the same situation here. Nobody wants to worry about that. So when we set up their retirement plans, it was almost to the week, because we knew how Rich was transitioning out from selling his business. We knew with a timeline on that. We knew that he was going to consult back for the company that he sold, consult for the new owners for a period of time as a transition, you know, for clients, which just happens a lot of times. So we had it all teed up that basically the moment that he stopped working, they were both then retired. We had income distributions coming out, and we definitely had conversations during the pandemic. Sue would reach out to me, making sure that everything was fine and okay. And, you know, people are panicking, watching the TV and the market sliding, but from an income standpoint, we're able to control them or their distributions, that they never went down. So that was, again, I said that before the break, that was really comforting. I mean, it's comforting that we do it for all clients, but certainly for your mother and father-in-law.
Right. Rich, let me have the microphone slid over to you for a follow-up. Being a former military guy, you must believe, as I do, in precision and communication is key. And I know that there's a family issue here and there's a little nepotism, but reflect a little bit on the fact that even though he's your son-in-law, Mark is there with information when you need it, because we all need information. That's power these days. And it's one of the bulwarks of Mark's corporation.
I don't know where to begin. We were very concerned. We had prior to engaging with Mark, we had a number of opportunities in 401ks. And during the 1990s and 2000s, I mean, if you had money in 401ks, you were doing really well. So we had an experience about good investing. We had another experience about bad investing with another person, and we had a real estate investment trust that we put some money into, and we're still taking out money from that real estate investment trust, not because it made money, because the firm went under and they only allowed us to disperse a certain amount. So we were very, very, how should you say it? You know, when you say military, we were very, very much in the planning and precise stage. Mm. And we sat down and talked with Mark. We talked with some other people, too, I mean, that wanted to give us municipal bonds and so forth. And what Mark offered us, because he took the time to understand our lifestyle, he took the time to understand how we wanted to live, it made it so great. And we just said, you know, even though he is our son-in-law, you know, we're going to take a risk with him because we feel the risk is least going with Mark. And it proved to be the right thing to do.
Your son-in-law, and I can vouch for this because I know him pretty well after 2 years of radio shows every single week. I think, Mark, you pride yourself on making sure people are comfortable, not rushing into anything, laying out all the facts as you can. And let's now segue perfectly into some of the people that help you do this and help you with your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't do this by any stretch by myself. I've said this many, many times. Years ago, I realized that you can't be everything to everybody. And I wanted to surround myself with you know, smart people and dedicated people that were specialists in their chosen fields. Because the money side of things, obviously, that is what our business is. But that's not the only thing that people want when they're going into retirement. So we have a fabulous team. Starts with, you know, a CPA firm down in Marshfields, Pinkham CPAs. I actually spoke with one of them this morning. They've been a wonderful resource to us, a wonderful resource to our clients, answering, you know, simple tax questions to complicated, you know, business partnerships, filing tax returns, you know, forms that might be incorrect, that type of thing. Brian Galligan and myself have worked together for a number of years. He's a registered investment advisor through Lincoln Investments to independent. Because clients still, they want protection, they want income, but people still want growth. They still want the market. And I don't disagree with them. So Brian has been wonderful through Marshall Wealth Management. Bill Caldwell, who's been on the show a couple of times. I think Rich and Sue may have worked with him as well. He's our in-house attorney offering low-cost legal work to people who come to webinars, come in from the radio show, and clients at the office. Full estate plans for $399 for a couple. That's every document you would need for a basic estate plan. And then we have Stu Millard, who's the Medicare specialist, who'll basically just take the guesswork out of it, because every client that I have, as they get close to 65, they literally get bombarded with mail with different options, and it's confusing, and it's nerve-wracking, and you've got a time frame that you've got to do it. So he helps with that. And then obviously I'd be remiss to not mention Holly and Carol, the girls in the office, that they're like the backbone. They run the day-to-day, answering phones for clients. They become really friendly with a lot of these clients, you know, and they know things that are going on in these clients' worlds that have nothing to do with financial planning. So it's really a fabulous team. I've been really fortunate to get talented people to work with me and to stay working with me.
Marshall Wealth Management and the Pinkham CPA firm are not officially affiliated with South Shore Retirement Services, but you can find out more about all of these players and spokes in the wheel by going to the website retiresouthshore.com. And a quick reminder, there's a seminar or webinar, I should call it, coming up next week, next Thursday. We'll remind you about that before we close out. Back to our special guests in a beautiful Martha's Vineyard studio. Happens to be Mark's dining room down there. Sue and Rich. You know, I've been talking with my dad, who's 91 and in relatively good health. My mom and dad, thank God, are still alive and well. And it's interesting that this is a crazy time, and I don't think we've ever experienced anything quite like this, like the pandemic. But if you live long enough, you've been through some stuff. We all lived through 9/11. Rich, you said you were in Vietnam during that era. So, I mean, what advice do you have for people of our age group and our demographic, so to speak. We're just all human beings here, but what would you like to extend to the listeners who are concerned, are worried, not just about their money, but about life in general? Any bucking up that we can do?
I'll jump in just to say that I have been probably a worrier, worrying about things too much in life, only to find out that I really wasted my time, that it worked out. And I didn't have to worry as much as I did. So my advice is that things work out. They just do.
That's very helpful. Rich?
I guess I'd like to come in as well, please. Another important thing in our life has been exercise and the ability to every single day do something for an hour or two that fortifies your body and increases, you know, elevates or increases or strengthens your immune system. And I think, you know, when you get to this age, we not only invest money, but we invest time in ourselves. And that time that we invest in ourselves is paying dividends itself right now.
That's a great point. Self-care for anyone at any age, but particularly those of us in the retirement zone, is so important. Right. And now I know, Mark, why the woman you're married to is a fitness trainer.
Yeah. Apple doesn't fall far from the trees. But I think, you know, one of the big things about it is that if you can eliminate certain worries out of your life, that allows you to go and do the other things that are important to you. And one of the things that I think is eliminated from their lives is they know every single month from several different sources, a check's going to get deposited into their bank accounts to cover their essential expenses and their needs for income. That's reassuring for anyone. And I can see it's reassuring for them. So it allows that, you know, allows them to go and, you know, enjoy exercise, enjoy the families, enjoy traveling, because they know no matter what happens in the world, like a coronavirus or anything else that may happen in the future, that their income is guaranteed.
And you two special guests epitomize those in our audience who have earned it, have deserved that right to enjoy all the fruits. This was great. It was a surprise to me. I didn't know this was going to happen until a few minutes before airtime, but so nice to meet you both. And we're very proud of the work your son-in-law is doing. And you've got three gorgeous girls, the two-legged kind. I don't know how many four-legged animals are floating around today.
It's like a zoo here. You know?
Mark, so thank you both, Rich and Sue. It was really nice to meet you both.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Mark, happy 4th of July to you. There's
you
this
too,
webinar next Thursday at 11 a.m. People can register online at RetireSouthShore.com. Any parting words before we sign off for the holiday weekend?
No, I think everyone has really been, at least what I've seen, doing a fantastic job being responsible and social distancing and wearing masks and everything. I think this 4th of July is obviously was a little bit different. But it could always be worse. And we just deal with it and we get through it. And, you know, from a self-promoting standpoint, this is the time in life where you realize how important things are, not just the money side of things, but you realize how important family and you know, all of the things and the gifts that we have. It's wonderful. And you know, from a client standpoint, we try to just eliminate unnecessary worries, or not necessarily even unnecessary, just eliminate worries from people's lives by helping them make sure that they never run out of money.
Perfect message to wrap up. Everyone, enjoy a safe and happy 4th of July. We'll see you next week.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit retireSouthShore.com. RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.